setting the scene. Now that you've read about the best blowjob techniques, positions, and locations, it's time to take it up a notch. You see, all these blowjob tips and tricks are great to physically stimulate your man. However, if you want to really drive your man wild, then you need to stimulate him both physically and mentally. How do you stimulate your man mentally? 1. It's what you say. Dirty and sexy are soft and gentle. 2. It's the setting. Soft light from candles and sensual smells from incense or loud music in a nightclub. 3. It's how you act. Shy and quiet or horny and wild. 4. It's what you wear. Nothing at all or something sexy. Setting the scene is a combination of these 4 factors. What should you say? Even though the Blowjob Bible exclusively covers the art of giving your man a great blowjob, learning how to talk dirty can take a normal, everyday blowjob to the next level. Talking dirty is also great for making your sex life a lot more rounded and a lot more fun too. I cover the steps you need to take to talk dirty in a separate book that I included as a bonus with the Blowjob Bible. It's called Dirty Mouth. Read it for a rundown on how to talk dirty and how to properly turn your man on using just words alone. The setting. Setting can play an incredibly important role in turning your man on. The setting is all about where you give him a blowjob and the atmosphere. Where? For almost all men, where you have sex or get a blowjob is very important. It may not sound that important, but it truly is. The location that you give your man a blowjob can take it from a 6 out of 10 experience up to a 7 out of 10 experience, or even to an 8 out of 10 experience. Different men like different locations when getting a blowjob. It could be in a shower or on a beach or in a public space. There are 2 ways to find out whether your man likes getting a blowjob the most. 1. You can just experiment and try as many different places as possible and then see which ones he likes the most. Or 2. You can ask him. You might think that option 2 is the best, that asking him makes the most sense. But you will find that option 1 is way more fun. It means that you get to try a massive amount of different locations. It also means that you will find locations that you will never previously have thought of before, which is a great added bonus. Reread the blowjob locations chapter to get some more ideas on great locations to give your man a blowjob. Atmosphere. Setting the right atmosphere is the other part of the setting that plays a large role in how your man enjoys the blowjob. There are a wide range of different directions you can take when setting the atmosphere. Below are some recommendations for romantic, sensual or sexy, and hot atmospheres. My advice is to try each and then pick and choose the parts of each atmosphere setting that you like and figure out what works best for your man. Romantic. To make it romantic, you can light candles all around the room and turn off the lights or dim them. Tea lights from IKEA are the best and cheapest for this. If you plan on giving your man a romantic blowjob in the bedroom, then it's a good idea to use fresh bed linen, as strong body odors are not the most romantic thing. Your music choice is also important for when you want to set up a romantic scene for your man. Music choice all comes down to personal tastes. I personally recommend relaxing music with no lyrics. However, some couples prefer other genres of music. Setting a romantic atmosphere is easy when you are both alone together or in a secluded place, like in your house, or apartment, or a hotel room. Sensual. To make it more sensual, you should consider using incense and or scented candles. Again, try keeping the light at a low level. You may find that giving your man a massage first using massage oil before going down on him will make the whole experience a lot longer and ultimately a lot more satisfying. You can set a sensual atmosphere practically anywhere, from your house to a tent to a hotel room. The key to making it sensual is concentrating on the senses. This means having nice scents, which means using things like incense or scented candles or wearing nice perfume. It also refers to what your man sees. So wear something that looks and feels sexy for you. The senses also refer to touch. This is why you should consider giving your man a massage before you go down on him, although afterwards is good also. What he hears is part of a sensual atmosphere. So you should try to choose soft music to play in the background. Taste is the only sense that is not really that important when setting a sensual atmosphere. Sexy and hot. Making the atmosphere sexy and hot is a great change from sensual or romantic. Making the atmosphere sexy and hot doesn't necessarily require candles or music. It can just be you and your man, and it can happen practically anywhere. So it can still be in the bedroom or somewhere private. Alternatively, it can be in a public toilet or anywhere in public or even in a hotel room. The key to making the atmosphere sexy and hot is for you to be sexy and hot, and even a little bad and naughty. In other words, it's all about how you act. How you act. How you act is a large part of setting the scene. You could act like a shy, naive girl, or you could act like an insatiable nymph. How you act is another factor that increases or decreases your man's satisfaction. Most men are not going to have a good time if you cringe and gag every time his penis enters your mouth. So how should you act? Try some of the ideas below to get yourself started. Eventually you find one or a combination that both you and your man enjoy. Shy and naive. Acting shy and naive is easiest if you're actually quite shy about going down on your man and giving him a blowjob. The easiest way to act shy and naive when going down on him is to be just a little quieter than usual. How you look at your man when acting shy and naive is super important. You need to have your eyes wide open and looking innocent. As you will naturally be looking up at your man, you will automatically look quite shy and also a little submissive. Dominant. When you are acting dominant, then you are the one who is in control and you are going to be calling the shots. It's a little difficult to be dominant when you are on your knees, but you can still pull it off. There are a number of ways to be dominant. You can push your man on the bed or into a chair to let him know that you are the one who is running the show. Or you can simply put your index finger to his lips and say shh when he starts talking. When you do start giving him a blowjob, put his hands by his side. Don't allow him to put them on your head. You're the one in control, remember? You'll find that putting a hand on his stomach or chest is a great way to let him know that he needs to stay where he is. When you're giving your man a dominant blowjob, strong and piercing eye contact can make it a lot more powerful. So, if you are confident holding eye contact with your man, then try it when giving him a dominant blowjob. Being dominant can also come from what you say to your man. So let him know what you want him to do, whether it's sitting still or actively participating. If you've already read Dirty Mouth, that came with the blowjob Bible, then you'll know that it's not just the words, but how you say them. You may find that being dominant does not naturally come to you and even feels a little bit uncomfortable. This is completely normal. Guys sometimes feel the same. But like with everything I teach, I feel that it's a really good idea to at least try it out before deciding whether or not really something for you. Submissive. Being submissive is obviously the complete opposite to being dominant. When you are being submissive, your man is in control and calling the shots. He might put his hands on your head and control how deep you should go, or alternatively, he might just tell you what to do and how to do it. Holding eye contact when in a submissive position is not important. In fact, it's more important to quickly break eye contact first when you do make it, to let your man know that you are the submissive one. When you are acting submissive towards your man as you are giving him a blowjob, you'll find that it's best to either say nothing at all or instead to ask him what he wants. Just like with being dominant, being submissive may feel totally normal or a little uncomfortable for you. Even if you don't like acting submissive, at least try it once to see how it feels. Insatiable nymph. Acting like an insatiable nymph when giving your man a blowjob means acting as if you are possessed by an intense desire to give him a blowjob. It's acting as if the only thing you care about is making him come. You need to have the attitude that you're desperate to see him orgasm. Acting like an insatiable nymph is a very interesting but powerful concept. I never thought of it that much until a girl I dated a few years tried it on me. She was literally an insatiable nymph. The reason why it's so powerful and great to use in your guy is simple. It strongly massages his ego. You'll feel as if he's bringing out these feelings in you. You will feel that you simply can't control yourself when you're around him. This is what makes acting like an insatiable nymph so powerful to use on a guy. Using techniques like Deep Throat, which I teach in Deep Throat, the Easy Way book that came free with the Bad Girls Bible, and massaging his prostate are great techniques to use when you're acting like an insatiable nymph. But acting like an insatiable nymph is not all about giving him a great blowjob. It's about making him think that you can't control yourself around him. Loving. The loving blowjob is very different to the insatiable nymph blowjob. When you give your man a loving blowjob, you are trying to connect with him and give him a good time. You are not really trying to blow his mind. Giving your man a loving blowjob is just as it sounds. You need to be loving. This means that you need to take it nice and slow and try maintaining eye contact with your man as you give him the blowjob and use your hands to massage his body as you're giving him head. When you're giving your man a blowjob in a loving way, techniques like maintaining eye contact and taking it slow work best. Whether you use the washing machine or the classic is not that important. That's it for how you should act when giving your man a blowjob. I advise that you try each how you act attitude, whether it's shy, naive, or dominant, or submissive, or an insatiable nymph, or loving, before deciding what you and your man enjoy the most. What you wear. What you wear when giving your man a blowjob is almost as important for you as it is for him. Two reasons for this are quite simple. One, when you're wearing something that is comfortable and feels sexy, you feel comfortable and sexy. Two, when you're wearing something that is uncomfortable and makes you feel awkward and not sexy, you invariably feel awkward and not that sexy. So while many girls feel that giving a blowjob should be all about the man, I believe that you should also focus on you too. By choosing to wear something that makes you feel sexy and comfortable, you will feel sexy and comfortable, which will help you to relax and ultimately give your man a much better experience. This could be lingerie or it could be a sexy costume. Try experimenting with both to find out what you like best. Although this should be obvious, feeling comfortable also applies to how much makeup you wear, what you do with your hair, and how much perfume you wear, and what kind of perfume you wear. When you are comfortable and relaxed, everything else becomes a lot easier. Finer details on setting the scene. 1. A lot of your advice on setting the scene for a great blowjob involves purchasing something, whether it's sexy clothes, candles, incense, or music. If I don't do this, will it ultimately make my blowjob not that good? My advice. Firstly, it's really important that you understand that the blowjob Bible is like an encyclopedia. If you learn and use every single technique and tip contained in these pages, you will be better at giving blowjobs than 99.99% of the female population. For most people, just learning a few techniques is enough to take their blowjob skills to the next level. So if you want to ignore the things that cost money, you are not going to lose out. But you will notice that nearly everything I recommend is very cheap. The last time I went to IKEA, I picked up 100 tea lights for just $4. Most songs cost a maximum of 99 cents per song, and incense is also quite cheap, and you don't need to spend huge amounts of money to pick up sexy lingerie. 2. If I don't set the scene, will it result in a crappy blowjob? My advice, absolutely not. Think of setting the scene as the final 5%. It will take your blowjob from A to A+. Don't worry too much about setting the scene until you've mastered some blowjob techniques.